Proclamation number 8006, dated the September 29th, 1961. God's nature is a mystery. My nature is and remains a great mystery for you. For while you live on earth, your thinking is limited and incapable of penetrating spiritual depths. But even for the fully enlightened spirit, I am and remain inscrutable, although it has already penetrated profound spiritual knowledge and shaped itself into its original nature again, which once originated from me in my image. But a constant striving towards me, a constant drawing nearer to me, is part of the beatitude which lasts forever. And yet I am unattainable. On the other hand, I myself illuminate the being, and it is filled with inconceivable bliss, so that in union with me the being is also conscious of my presence. However, were I attainable, then the beatitude would reach its limit one day, but this can never happen, for there is no end to my happiness. The being will always strive towards me and always find new fulfillment, and yet it will never be able to fathom me. I am and remain an eternal mystery for all that which came forth from me, but I do not keep away from it, because my love is infinite. And because this love of mine can never stop, my children's happiness can never stop either, because there is no limitation in perfection, there can never be an end. The being will keep rising towards the light, and the light will always shine towards it, yet the light will be and remain unattainable. For I am the primary source of light and bliss, which is inexhaustible, to whom all spiritual beings strive and find never-ending bliss to be nourished by this primary source. My nature is and remains unfathomable. And thus it is also understandable that this nature cannot be personified, that it cannot be visualized as something limited. And so you will also understand why this being, the primary source of light, cannot be visible to the created being. For the original fullness of the light would have consumed everything. It was certainly able to give itself in all fullness, yet the being was meant to remain an independent entity. It was to lead an independent life as a spark of light, to which I wanted to give constant happiness. And constant longing and constant fulfillment is part of happiness. Once the being has reached enlightened heights, it will be filled by ever more ardent love, which strives towards eternal love. And I return this love again, and thus make the being incredibly happy. Yet that does not signify satisfied learning, it merely intensifies the longing for me, who gives himself to the being time and time again. However, while you are human beings, your thinking is limited and you will never be able to grasp such wisdom. Yet even in your imperfection, you, too, can establish the connection with me already and let me give you happiness. You can pray, you can enter into a dialogue with me, and the ray of my love can flow into you, if only as a weak flow of strength, because you are still imperfect. But even this weak flow of strength will make you happy, and you can increase it yourselves as soon as your love for me ignites and is fanned to a bright blaze. Then you will already feel a faint learning in you, which I will satisfy, with the result that your longing for my illumination of love will grow ever stronger and will meet with a response depending on your degree of love. You will sense me, you will become aware of my presence, and yet you will be unable to grasp me intellectually, because my nature is and will remain an enigma for you. And yet, I reveal myself to you, you will be able to recognize me as a being which is love, wisdom and might within itself. And then you will also love me progressively more, and the act of giving you happiness will take place time and again, for you will never, once you have enjoyed this bliss, want to miss it again. The spark which once was emanated by me as an independent being will constantly strive towards the fiery sea of my love. and the striving for me will never come to an end. My love will forever give itself. The vessels will always open themselves and forever accept the ray of my love. And the yearning for me and its constant fulfillment will provide never-ending beatitude. Amen.